Namaste, this is Richa, Richa Badami, and I'm here to share with you some thoughts to help and guide you through this time that we're in. So let's take a moment and take a deep breath in together and enter into a space of reflection and inquiry as we prepare our mind into a state of meditation. So I'd like to call this experience, this meditation experience, entering into the eye of the storm. Because wherever you might be right now in life, wherever you might be right now on this planet, you are at the effect of a storm. It's in full bloom, it's happening undeniably everywhere over the planet on many, many levels, and we're all at the experience of it. Never before has our humanity been so intricately connected where we are all having the exact same experience physically in this dimension, in this reality, in our bodies, in our communities and life, all at the exact same time. So we welcome this connection, we welcome this invitation into collective consciousness. Never before has this connection been more radical. Never has this shift been this drastic. It takes us time and takes us effort and lots of practice to get into a place where we can mentally bring ourselves, spiritually bring ourselves into a place of oneness with everybody that exists. This right now here is an immediate transference into collective consciousness if we choose to enter into the eye of the storm together. No more can we say there is separation, because we are all having an experience at the same time. Albeit it isn't the quote-unquote desired experience that we would like to have, and yet this experience is teaching us that it has taken this kind of experience for us to come together as one. We needed to see this. We needed to see how, when one thought, one molecule, one germ, one virus, one atom can connect us, so can every other atom, molecule, thought, and expression of ourselves. So this recording is not for us to go deeper into catastrophe, to go deeper into fear, but rather to enter into stillness, to enter within. And all options of going out have been taken from us right now. It had to come to this. We can't go out, so let's go in. Let's go deep within. This is an invitation to enter into calm, to enter into inner power, to enter into the I within us, the inner I that sees all and that can be in a place of grounding and centering without being at the effect of what's outside. Even while being in the storm, the eye of the storm is the quietest, stillest, calmest place. It's the most protected place, the place that is not affected and remains that way until the storm dies down. The eye of the storm is still and quiet. So with all that is happening right now, will you join me in entering into the eye of the storm? With what we have right here, right now, the resources available to us, right here within us, right here, our breath, our body, our eyes, our hands, our energy centers, our thinking, our mindset. We have enough. We are enough. And we are one. All of our individual consciousness together in this time converges and becomes one vibration. So what will you choose? All options are available. The energy of fear is available. The energy of love and healing is available. What will you choose? So let's take a deep breath in and let's meditate. Let's use our time constructively. Let's use our time productively to look at ourselves, to be with ourselves, and to get into a place of stillness. You may be someone who has had other experiences in your life even before this intensity, acceleration, spiraling conditions happened in our current times. You may have entered into this phase on this planet with an ongoing health challenge, relationship challenge, financial challenge, career struggles, other confusions, other trauma and abuse. And on top of that, we are now at the experience of these circumstances. So the first thing to do for yourself is to be compassionate. Have compassion for yourself. Being in the eye of the storm is not being in denial of the storm. The eye of the storm is in the storm. It is part of the storm. It is one with the storm, not in denial. This is not about checking out. This is about checking in. So let's meditate. Let's take a moment. Let's pause for power in these precarious times. Because when we choose stillness, we create a resonance for others to also be able to reflect that, to choose that, to become that. And why not? Why not be there? First for ourselves, just like they say on airplanes, wear your oxygen mask first before you help others. So will you take that time for yourself and honor yourself? Take that time to get into stillness, get into reflection, and pause for power. Pause for the inner power. Use this time to practice how to not just go sit in meditation, but become meditative in your day-to-day. Everything is intensified right now. Everything is in close quarters right now. Everyone is in close quarters right now. What isn't working is magnified. What is working is also magnified. So appreciating what there is, having empathy for what there is and is not, having compassion for yourself and others, being loving to yourself and others. So let's take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you breathe in and breathe out, just allow your breath to get deeper and deeper. And every time you breathe in and breathe out, let your body relax. Notice the stress and strain in your head, neck, shoulders, arms. Your chest, back, and hips, and legs, all the way down to the soles of your feet. With every breath, visualize the breath rising up from the bottom of the soles of your feet, all the way up through your body, all the way up into your head, neck, arms. Every time you exhale, see yourself sinking in to your chair, or if your feet are on the ground, see that your feet are getting more and more grounded. And simply by using your breath, you can bring yourself into a place of stillness, quiet, even if for just a few seconds, a few moments. When you can enter into this place of quiet, you can see and you can watch, witness all that is and be with that rather than become that. So I leave you with this short exercise in breathing and breath awareness meditation, and I invite you to sit with this for just a few moments anytime you start to notice anxiety, stress, the overwhelm of having to be in close proximity with many people, perhaps at home or wherever you are at this time. It may be quite the opposite, where you find yourself all alone and isolated, and there is no one. And still, when you choose to get deliberate with your breath and sit in stillness just for a few moments, you can use your breath as a way to connect with the rest of consciousness, with everyone else right now as everybody breathes in and breathes out. To see that you are part of this collective consciousness, this fabric, the spiritual fabric of breath, of presence, and how we are all so intricately connected. Close your eyes if you can, feel called to it, to help deepen the breath and visualization of your oneness with all beings, animate and inanimate, on this planet and not of this planet, and of this galaxy and not only of this galaxy, and beyond. You are safe. You are love. You are whole, happy, and healthy. Mentally find for yourself the words of affirmation that you feel called to. And create those affirmations for yourself and layer them into your meditation. And say your affirmations mentally when you're ready, such as, I am love. I am safe. I am happy, healthy, and whole. In the coming days and weeks, explore consciousness, introspection, and self-love and inquiry. I'd love to invite you into having conversations around the energy of these experiences for you. How this microcosm of this experience can create deep transformational shifts and have profound healing in your life. I hope you'll join me as we explore the power within us using visualization, energy work, chakra healing, sound healing, different kinds of meditations, exercises, some work in forgiveness, in letting go, healing relationships, and many other topics. So please join me and let's together raise consciousness by taking responsibility for ourselves. And when we do that, and by virtue of doing that, we do this on behalf of the planet. By taking radical responsibility for our own individual transformation and healing, we heal the world. Or rather, the world heals itself. We don't do anything to the world if we don't start here within ourselves. So please join me on this journey of entering into the eye of the storm, entering into the stillness, entering into a place of watching and witnessing and deepening our experience. I truly appreciate you, and it is my honor be in service. love, light, and peace to you and your families everywhere. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu means, in Sanskrit, may all beings everywhere know peace and happiness. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu. Lokaha samastaha sukhino bhavantu. May all beings everywhere know peace and happiness. Lots of love. Namaste.